Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On a give, Cook slices through, and he takes it in for the touchdown. A silencer from Cook. Five straight drives with touchdowns for the Bills. And they go back in front here in the fourth.
Final hour, Jones and Keefe here on a Patriots Monday. If you missed any of Hunter Henry or Potty Mouth Christian Ellis, it's up on the Odyssey app, AUDACY. Get it on your phone, free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go. Use the rewind feature. You will not miss a second of Jones and Keefe or anything here on WEEI. You can hear Mike Vrabel from This Morning with Greg. Drake May on about an hour from now with WEEI Afternoons, or at least that's when they start. Drake May will join them later on today. That was James Cook's third touchdown.
He's pretty good.
In the game yesterday.
Yeah.
One of them was through the air. I think his only catch was a touchdown, if I'm not mistaken. I don't have that in front of me. But he carved him up on the ground.
No, he had two catches, but either
two
way.
Two catches. Yeah. My mistake. Yep, one was for a touchdown. But Patriots now, and this is according to Phil Perry, NBC Sports Boston, 31st in NFL and EPA allowed per run attempt. So expected points allowed per run attempt. The only team worse than them against the run, the Giants.
Eeks.
And you could say, well, they miss Milton Williams and they miss Robert Spillane, which yesterday they absolutely did.
Yeah.
But this is now really a five-game trend. Starting with Tampa, the Bucs ran for 113 on 21 attempts, 5.4 yards a carry. That was with both Milton Williams and Robert Spillane. The Jets game, Williams started it, but he got knocked out on the first drive. 28 for 145 yards a pop. That was Justin Fields doing most of the damage in that game. Cincinnati, Chase Brown ran all over you. 23 for 120, 5.2. Giants, 27 carries, 111, 4.1. And then yesterday, Buffalo, 37 carries.
Oof.
168 yards, 4.5 yards an attempt. So, again, I mean, I'm sure Spillane and Milton Williams would help with that. But the Patriots have not been stopping the run now for a while. Mm-hmm. And their defense couldn't get off the field in the second half. Buffalo, was able to dominate the time of possession in that game yesterday. They ran way more plays than the Patriots did yesterday. And so all of that goes back to not being able to stop a guy like James Cook. I can wrap my head around Josh Allen beating you.
Right.
James Cook beating you is another thing.
James Cook's nice, though. No, James Cook, I think, is a top five back.
You said it all week, and I kind of dismissed it.
I don't.
That to me is that sits worse with me though than just Josh Allen dominating.
Well, yeah,
didn't he have the most 100-yard rushing games this season going into the game?
He might. So I think James Cook is great, but what I'll say is it's one of those teams where they don't have anything else. They have the quarterback, obviously, but then they have the running back. None of the receivers scare you. You don't need to double any of the receivers. The tight ends shouldn't, although Dawson Knox did have two touchdowns. But
his father, by the way, I don't know if you heard that on the broadcast.
Yeah, no, a few times on the broadcast.
He's a new dad, or once again a new dad. I forget the amount of kids.
Yeah, but if you look at the schedule remaining, the Buffalo Bills are the number one running team in football. Do you know who the number two team is in the AFC at running? Baltimore Ravens. Do you know who the fourth best AFC running team is? Jets, and the fifth, the Dolphins.
I was going to say, where this is going, yeah. I see where this is going.
But so, you know, in the case of the...
The Jets, by the way, I think you can toss out. That probably
I'm not worried about that. I'm just saying for the sake of this conversation.
The other three, Bills just ran all over them.
Yeah.
Baltimore might, and Miami might.
And Miami's an HN thing. The Bills and the Ravens obviously have their quarterback that can run as well. And Justin Fields had a good running day against the Patriots, although that was never really, you know, a concern that they were going to lose that game. I still don't think it is the next time they play the Jets. But the Ravens and Dolphins, you wonder, like, all right, how do they win those games? I mean, the Ravens are favored, so right now Vegas is already telling you they expect the Ravens to win that game. I don't, and we have all week to talk about it. I don't, but it is another challenge to be thrown into in another game that you won't have Milton Williams in.
And as you just said, it's another game where they're getting no respect
from
Vegas. And guess what? Unfortunately, last week Vegas was right. The sports books were right, and we were all wrong.
Yeah.
So I'll pay greater attention to that this week, but I'm with you. It's Monday. We don't need to pick the game today, but... I'd take the Patriots.
Yeah, so would I. So would I. And the Ravens had a good win yesterday against a team that has just quit and is super sad in the Cincinnati Bengals. But the Ravens have been, even with Lamar not looking great, and they've had their ups and their downs, and they're trying to win a bad division. And they still might. They could still win the division and even lose to the Patriots on Sunday night. But yeah, the Bills, I did not expect them to run that effectively against them. As much as I like James Cook, I wasn't ready for that kind of game where it wasn't even a 65-yard run like Henderson had. It was just each time he got it, it was like 5-6 yards.
What was it? You said this earlier.
107 yards. His long was 12.
12.
His long was 12.
Right, it's not like Travion Henderson popping up 50-yard touchdown runs.
This was
consistent.
22 for 107.
Gouging on the ground.
Yeah. And then, you know, you get another 50 yards from Josh Allen. They gave the ball to Ty Johnson a few times. So as a team, they ran for 168, which is way different than what we saw most of the season for the Patriots.
Meanwhile, Mike Vrabel was asked about Josh Allen after the game. And I don't know, you listen to this answer and tell me if you think it bodes well for a potential third matchup between the Pats and Bills if they play again.
This isn't Josh Allen's first rodeo in these kinds of games. What is it about him? What do you see on maybe in film? Why he's able to do this sort of game in and game out.
I mean, it's the same thing everybody else sees. He's 6'5", 250 pounds, runs fast, hard to tackle, hard to get down on the ground. It's accurate, strong arm. I'm giving you a dissertation on a league MVP. It's like, watch all the games and know that it's just the same as it was last week. You had a guy free, weren't able to make the play. Last week's team had a guy free, weren't able to make the play. Like, that's why they draft him, that's why they pay him $60 million. Like, I don't know what to tell you. Just exactly what we knew it was going to be, that we were going to need to get a stop or, you know, be able to tackle him if we pressured and we came free. And, you know, so hopefully we get another opportunity to do that. But, you know, that won't, you know, be for, I don't know. But whenever we do, we'll have to be ready for the quarterback that we have this week.
So,
the sound of it, hopefully you don't have to play him again.
No, I mean, he just seems to kind of be like, well, that's the MVP over there. Like, he's pretty good. Kind of seems to be the gist of what he's saying. And I haven't liked his whole attitude coming out of the loss. Now, you know, Twitch chat got on me earlier. What's he supposed to say after a loss? He's trying to spin it positive. You said earlier, Keith,
we got to trust him at this point.
He probably deserves the benefit of the doubt, but I feel like there's like way too much shoulder shrugging coming out of the loss. Like, well, that's the MVP over there. Like, what do you want? It's like, I don't know. I want to stop. What do you mean? What do I want?
Well, it's funny. He doesn't really have a ton of experience talking about the team after a loss this year. It was twice before this, and it was so long ago, and the expectations weren't high then. So you lost to the Raiders. That was surprising, but I don't think anybody knew the Raiders were going to be as bad and the Patriots were going to be as good. So that happened, and you're like, all right, tough start. Then you lose the third game, and it's a million turnovers, and you're like, I don't know, maybe the Steelers will be okay. And then you haven't had a single game after that where you are answering questions following a loss or talking to your team following a loss. So, I mean, I'm very intrigued to see what they look like on Sunday, how they respond to this and everything else. Because right now, you're right, it does seem to be like, well, they're a really good team over there. It's like, okay, like they are, but you played them earlier. You had more answers then. And so it's like, did they figure something out? They being the Bills, like, did they all of a sudden unlock something?
It seems that way.
Yeah. Like, well, I mean, the last two quarters would suggest
that. Well, and I would say for six quarters, for three halves, you shut the Bills' offense largely down. And yeah. some of that was their own doing in the first game. Like, they had some bad turnovers in the first game. But then the second half, and I know they had a touchdown late in the first half, but it was four straight drives in the second half, then tack on the one at the end of the first half.
Yeah, like, they didn't cause any turnovers.
That's scary.
Again, Patriots.
That, to me, is scary coming out of this. And May had the one turnover. It was kind of a glorified punt, but he still had the pick in the game.
It evened out because he had another one where he really should have thrown a pick, and he didn't.
Good call.
So it's like, all right, whatever.
So, look, Vrabel said after the game, or this morning, rather, with Greg, 83 days since their last loss. I didn't fact-check the math, but let's take him at his word. Last loss was, you know, early September against the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I'm happy they're 11-3, and I didn't think they'd have this good of a record.
That's great.
I didn't necessarily expect them to be where they are. But that's going back to the offseason. Going back to this game and my expectation for this week, I thought they'd win the game going into it, then go to halftime when they're up 24-7 and they had previously led 21-0. And I'll speak for myself on this one. I'm tweeting at Cam Newton going, take the week off, Cam.
Cam's like, I'm back.
Like,
I'm back in a big way.
Like, that's where I thought they were at. And so I don't know how you can come out of this brushing anything aside what are you supposed to do? They're a good team.
I don't think you can do that because it's all like how the game is played, right? Like, you can preview it, you can talk about it ahead of time, and then you can be like, oh, what's it going to be like with a win? What's going to be like a loss? Same thing with the season. We all do the win-loss thing. We all do the predictions of wins, right? And so if they finish 11-6, it would be the over for the win total.
It'd be more than you or I predicted.
Higher than you or I predicted, than anybody we really talked to predicted. But it also would mean they lost four straight games going into the playoffs. Yeah. Like, that'd be devastating. There's way worse. Like,
nothing good about that.
You can change how you view the team. And even though I certainly didn't expect them 3 months ago to sweep the Buffalo Bills and win the AFC East, going into the game yesterday, at halftime of yesterday's game, that's what we were looking at. So, yeah, I think you can look at what happened yesterday and you can feel differently about the team. Doesn't mean you're writing them off. Doesn't mean they're still not going to win the division, which I think they still do win. It's just delayed by a week or two. And now in the back of your mind, you're like, I don't think any lead is safe against a good quarterback, right? I mean, against the Jets, if they're up 21-0, I'm not going to be worried about it. But you know what I'm saying? Like, in the playoffs, if they have a lead, we just saw a team score touchdowns on five consecutive possessions. So I don't know. Like, there, I'd be a little bit more worried than I was, you know, yesterday at this time.
So, text line says, guys, Buffalo didn't figure anything out. For some reason, Pats came out at halftime and decided to stop playing defense. There was a letdown, I think, for sure.
Yeah, letdown.
And
at some point, you would let up, right? Because
get back into it.
You let down after maybe the first drive or maybe the second one. And then, wait a minute, fellas, we got ourselves a game here.
But if you want to give it to the defense, when they needed a stop, they did get one, and they handed it back to their MVP candidate quarterback with 2:54 to go, the 2-minute warning, and a couple of timeouts. And
so this is why you can't.
They didn't come through there.
This is why you can't completely.
He didn't come through there.
Take the offense off the hook. And even though overall 31 points, pretty good total, thought you'd be able to win with 31 points, but you did have the ball, and you didn't even threaten to score. You moved it 5 yards.
You got a first down. Yeah.
And that was pretty bad because you had your timeouts, you had the 2-minute warning. Like, there was a chance maybe you could get something going. At the very least, not that we'd be throwing them a parade for this, but at the very least, there should be like a Hail Mary in the end zone. You should be set up for that.
Yeah.
Right. Get the ball to midfield, take a shot in the end zone. Maybe something crazy happens, but you don't even get that. Like, you had nothing cooking on that final quote unquote drive.
So, the other reason to not feel good about anything that happened yesterday is outside the realm of the Pats game, then you had Denver beat Green Bay yesterday.
Yeah, and that was not ideal.
Now it's like you're not mathematically eliminated from the one seed, and Denver has some tough games left. You have an easier schedule left, but now you've tacked on a loss. They've added another win. They already had the tiebreaker over you if you're even with them, so you got to finish in front of them. You can pretty much kiss the one seed goodbye.
So Denver, yeah, I think it is. I think I've kissed it goodbye because
It's not mathematically a done deal, but like, it's going to be real difficult to get that one seed back.
But also, one of Denver's games is Kansas City, which we thought at Kansas City week 17 would be a more difficult game. It's not Patrick Mahomes anymore.
Chiefs have nothing to play for, and it's not Mahomes. Correct.
So they have Jacksonville, Kansas City, Los Angeles. So you do have two playoff teams on there. So I wouldn't rule out Denver loses a game, but they need to lose two.
Yeah, and you need to win out.
Yeah.
Which I don't feel as good about after this game. I'd probably still pick them to win out, but I don't feel great about it anymore.
So I really think the one seed is out the window. I think it's the Broncos for sure. And then as far as the division, people have been asking us about this. I think they win the division because based on all like the outlook and the math, the Bills have to win out. So let's give them that, which I don't think is a guarantee.
No.
But let's say they win out. The Pats would have to lose twice. They'd have to lose. Yeah, I guess it doesn't really matter what the order is. They'd have to lose twice because one of those other second losses would be a division game. Yeah. They have to drop that too.
I think we're consistent on this. I mean, the Patriots, despite the loss, will probably still win the division.
True.
Yeah. And even though they're not mathematically eliminated from the one seed, they probably still won't get it. Like those are both long shot. It's a long shot for the Bills to win the division. It's a long shot for the Pats to get the one seed. So you're probably locked in as the two, which now means in an AFC championship game scenario, you may have to go to Denver, which no one wants. Oh, by the way, the Broncos did yesterday what we thought you'd do. They were home dogs against Green Bay. They won. You were home dogs against Buffalo. You didn't. So I just think they deserve the benefit of the doubt there now. I've been hesitant to give it to them, but Bo Nix came through with four touchdowns yesterday. Your guy didn't throw one.
Yeah.
He ran for two, but he didn't throw for one.
You see what the odds are now for the division title?
No.
So I think it was going into the game, were they like minus 500?
Something like that, yeah.
Minus 250.
Yeah, so still
that's changed.
So still heavy,
but that's still, I mean,
still heavy in your favor, and you would have clinched it. I mean, you would have had it with a victory. So I get that. Meanwhile, if the Patriots are the two seed, well, don't even play that out. They're most likely playoff opponents, Keith. 24% chance of the Buffalo Bills rematch. That's
yeah, this
the
is
most
based on what numbers?
Likely playoff.
ESPN has like some sort of playoff predictor.
ESPN has a playoff seedings predictor. It's different than the Jones and Keith playoff
it's
predictor.
Very different.
Bills at 24%, Chargers at 23%, Jags at 17%, Texans at 14%. Out of those teams, I'd want the Chargers, then probably the Jags. I don't want the Bills or Texans now that it's gone that way. Although, who would you rather face, Buffalo or Houston?
Buffalo.
Okay, so I went into the game saying Houston. I think I'm still saying Houston, but... Oh, yeah. Well, who would you rather face? Yes.
I'd rather
avoid Houston. I'd rather get Buffalo. Yeah. No, I agree.
Yeah. I think now my big board would be Denver, Houston, Buffalo. And then after that, I'd take the Patriots.
Denver, Houston, Buffalo.
Yep. Anybody. I mean, I might even pick them. And outside of Denver, the other two games would probably be in New England. But everybody else, it's funny the way it's shaping up right now. Jacksonville and Pittsburgh are division leaders. So they'd be the three and the four seed. I'm not worried about either one of them. L.A., the Chargers is the five, also not worried about them. Then Buffalo and Houston are 6-7.
I don't want that.
So the number one seed, even Denver's like, wait a minute. If those teams win the first round, it gets reseeded, they have to play actually a tougher team. So the Patriots could actually, if it holds right now, they would have to play a really tough first game, but then the second game, but the divisional round game would actually be easier as the two seed than the one seed, but whatever. Well, we'll figure that out when we get there.
Also, if somehow they stumbled and didn't win the division, I wouldn't feel very good about them, but they may wind up getting into their best playoff matchup, or maybe not. If you fall to the five seed and the top wild card, you would face the AFC North winner, although if you're going to fall down there, that means you probably lost to both of them, right? Pittsburgh, mm-hmm. you already lost to,
mm-hmm.
and I imagine if you're falling all the way down to the five seed, you're probably losing to Baltimore, so that would mean you'd lost to both of those teams straight up. But those are your most likely playoff scenarios now. And I would say, yeah, I don't think any of that's great. You lost to Buffalo, and now they're your most likely playoff opponent?
Mm-hmm.
I don't like how any of that went down yesterday.
No.
You can continue to talk about it with WEEI Afternoon, 617-779-7937. They got Drake May today. Y'all got Hart. Y'all got Fitzy. Y'all got Ball. We also have the clip du jour, and right after Trending with Billy Lanny.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's time for Grab Bag!
Oh, it certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Another bozo parlay has come and gone, Jones. We did not hit this past week.
Well.
Not for a lack of our efforts.
I was going to say.
You and I both hit.
We hit.
I'm on Ross St. Brown and RJ Harvey. We're part of our parlay. Unfortunately, it's going to be a one and done for our guy Chris Scheim.
Yeah.
Scheim had a lot of energy. Also had a Jackson Dart pick who was scampering around. Just didn't scamper into the end zone.
He's scampering right to the tent.
I was going
to
say right back into the blue medical tent. Exactly.
Exactly. That's where he scampers.
Into the tent. That is true.
We went 2 for 5 this week.
Yeah, it's not looking great.
How'd the Misfit one do? That couldn't have been great.
No, because there's overlap. There's like Dart and Diggs were in that one too.
Hang on.
The Dice and Jackson. Somehow they roped Twitch Mitch into that.
Yeah.
But now I guess they can get Scheim.
What were they?
We got to get another person. We'll cook up another guest picker for Friday. Or maybe we just do a 4-person.
What the hell is this?
What are you looking for?
I'll keep scrolling. I'm looking for the Misfit one.
All right, keep scrolling there.
Everyone in this
grab bag
hates me.
Then maybe you should ask Santa for a new
grab bag.
Oh, here you go.
I don't want a new
grab bag.
I don't want any
grab bag. Grab bags
suck. Just stay up there. I don't want to see
grab bag
again for the rest of my whole life. And I don't want to see any
grab bag
either.
I hope you don't mean that. You'd feel pretty sad if you woke up tomorrow morning and you didn't have a
grab bag.
No, I wouldn't.
Then say it again. Maybe it'll happen.
I hope I never see any
grab bags
again.
Good use of grab bag there.
In your face.
Yep.
Uh-huh. It was Jackson Dart, Chase Brown, Steph Diggs, JSN, and then Twitch Mitch had Travis Etienne.
He scored enough for everybody.
Tried to carry the whole thing.
He seriously did. He's like, you know, he only gave credit for one of those.
Good job, Twitch Mitch.
Celtics were off all weekend long. No game Friday, no game Saturday, no game Sunday. But he got a good one tonight at the Garden. It is the Detroit Pistons.
Oh, yeah.
So they beat the Pistons late November. They also had a loss to the Pistons early in the season right around Halloween. So a third matchup with one of the best teams in basketball. It's a Peacock game, although I think NBC Sports Boston has it as well.
Oh, both, okay.
Yeah, I think it is both. But a 7 o'clock tip-off from the Garden, looking to bounce back from their loss. They're kind of a head-scratching, bad second-half loss to the Bucks last time we saw them on Thursday.
Yeah, that was gross. Pistons still sit there at 20-5. They're still won 7 out of their last 10, 3 in a row, so they're still playing well.
Hey, Jones, what you doing? Hey, Jones. Where you going? Who's that bag?
Who's that bag?
That's being grabbed.
That's being grabbed. It's Jones.
That's a New Girl reference.
Yeah, so you were shouting out New Girl. You and Scheim were talking New Girl.
So somebody did that since this morning?
That's right.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, that's what I was going to ask.
Yeah. You got that straight.
Yep. Well, yeah, Scheim was talking up New Girl. Great show, if you've not seen it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I said Scheim knows
and they were all yelling at Scheim about New Girl.
So since then, wow.
Yeah, quick turnaround. Again, Keefe at WEEI.com. Anything goes.
Good work.
The Boston Bruins, meanwhile, had a game yesterday. Jones did not go their way.
No.
They lost at Minnesota, as predicted here on the show. I did not think they were going to sweep the road trip. They lost 6-2 to the Wild. They're off until tomorrow when they are home taking on the Mammoth. It's a big game with the Mammoth coming
in. Huge game.
Yeah, I like the Mammoth.
Anytime the Mammoth come to town.
Anytime.
It's a big one. Yeah, big trade for the Wild, though. The Quinn Hughes trade?
Huge trade.
Woo!
Yeah, big trade. Shaking up the NHL, as they say.
What was Sweeney doing on that one?
Sleeping.
Where were you on that one, guy?
Pick up the phone.
Yeah, go get him.
You got a good farm system.
Seriously.
Merry Christmas!
Grab bag.
All right, latest on the Red Sox is not much.
Yeah, not much.
Kind of quiet.
They've been linked to Wilson Contreras.
Yeah.
Ken Rosenthal had, that'd be a trade.
Yeah, right.
Ken Rosenthal says the Royals still want Jaron Duran, but the asking price has been Cole Reagans, which I'm encouraged by.
Yeah, good asking price. You might need to tweak it.
The Royals are waiting for them to lower their asking price on Duran. But yeah, if you can, Duran for Reagans, sign me up.
Sign me up.
Sure.
And then some.
I got it. I got the
grab bag
doll. The one that has those
grab bags
that shoot out in front with that rock'em sock'em
grab bag.
And with that realistic
grab bag
that says it's
grab bag
time. I got it.
Good jingle all the way use there.
Oh, tremendous.
Yeah, really nicely done.
By the way, so many requests to be the next. Do we have our next guest picker? So many requests. John from Rhode Island. Chuck in New Hampshire. Another nameless text here wants in on the Bozo.
This guy wants Ron Gant to be the
oh, yeah,
guest
I saw
picker.
That one, too. Yeah. Have the Ron Gant guy.
Oh, should we have Cirillo do it?
I think so, Nick. It's $9. It's going to cost us $9.
That's pretty good. That's going to eat into our overhead is what that's going to do.
If everybody throws in $2, we could get Jeff Cirillo to give us a touchdown pick for this weekend.
Almost.
I actually don't hate it.
Pretty good.
Hey, Cirillo, before we bet a Cirillo, we need you to give us a touchdown pick.
Yeah.
Give us anybody for a touchdown this week.
Yeah.
It's urgent.
Now, Jeff, you owe us $2, too.
And
you got to throw in $2 on this.
Well, he does because he didn't even do the full draft.
Yeah, we're going to give you $9 on the front end. You got to pay $2 back.
All right, Monday Night Football, Jones, 8:15 kickoff from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. The 7-6 Steelers host the 6-7 Dolphins. Pittsburgh 3-point favorites. Now, you have famously on this show said this will be the first year Mike Tomlin has a losing record.
Mm-hmm.
They're currently 7-6, so you need the fish, I think, in this one.
Yeah, and I feel good about Miami.
You feel good about the fish?
Yeah.
No, taking the fish?
No TJ Watt for Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel good about it.
Picking the fish.
Playing well. I got me and my guy Mike McDaniel.
Okay.
You know me.
He's really kind of turned that thing around.
He has. They're playing well.
Yeah.
Where's your grab bag?
Where's your grab bag? Where's your grab bag? Bag, 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 bag.
Yeah, these are great. These are excellent.
These are a lot of new submissions.
Over the weekend, Jones, we said goodbye to an absolute legend. John Cena wrestled his final match on Saturday night. It was a year-long build-up for this thing. We knew this was Cena's final hurrah. I missed it. I didn't see it live. No, I don't know what the hell I was doing. I was probably watching a movie.
This is the problem with these long, drawn-out goodbyes.
And I didn't think personally the build was great. I'm not like a diehard wrestling fan, so maybe diehard wrestling fans would disagree with me. But John Cena versus Gunther. So they had a tournament, which I love a tournament because it gives you a bracket. So they had a bracket of wrestlers.
Mm-hmm.
The winner of that was going to be able to fight John Cena in his last match.
Got it.
Now, usually what they do in somebody's farewell match, this is classic wrestling 101 for you, Jones. They like to lose their last match. They like to put over the person that they are wrestling because what's the win really going to do for the guy that lost? And then he moves on into the sweet good night, and you also build up the guy, whoever the guy is that beat him.
Yeah.
But people were not having it. So the response was, in the arena, really bad. So Gunther, spoiler alert, defeats John Cena via tap out, chokes him out.
Wow.
John Cena tapped out. And then the crowd, so then Triple H came out at the end to be like, hey guys, like, you know, thanks John for what a run. They were swearing at Triple H.
Oh no.
They were chanting.
Christian Ellis was there?
Christian Ellis was there.
Profanity.
Yeah, there was a lot of profanity. Now, Bill, you watched this live. What was your take on Cena's final match?
Great match, terrible ending.
Yeah, great terrible match, though.
Yeah, I thought it was a good match, all in all. You know what I mean? Like, the guy beat the hell out of Cena, which was kind of, you know, understands how it ended.
Yeah.
But Cena was in a headlock or a sleeper hold.
Yep.
And he was, like, fading, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and he had, like, a smirk on his face.
I've seen the screen grabs of this, yeah.
So, like, he tapped him, and I thought it was more like a tap to, like, get his attention than I thought he was going to do, like, his, like, you can't see me, like, Hulk Hogan, Hulk up moment.
Mm-hmm.
But he just kind of like gently tapped him, and like the match just ended.
And like rolled over, and was
like that was it. But it was like weird because he had like the smirk on his face that I'm like, oh, here's where he has his Hulk up moment and fights back. But
that is
his
way of letting you know. That was his way of letting you know, like, I don't approve of this.
I bet you that was probably it.
Yeah.
Like, this is what they want me to do with someone.
We might find out it was his idea. Like, a lot of the guys that he was wrestling along the way, I think he probably got to pick, right?
That's the problem, too, is, like, we're never going to know because these guys are all professional storytellers, so anything they tell us, we have to
assume. Also might be a lie, too.
Right.
Because they do the, I wonder if they're going to do another Netflix special. I think they are, right? Where they did like the behind the scenes thing. Remember they did one like leading up to Mania? I wonder if they'll do one for this whole Cena thing. But
I compared this to Drago killing Apollo Creed.
Wow.
Didn't need to do that. Yeah, I don't know why. I mean, Gunther, I think, is already really good. So I always thought it was weird that they had Brock Lesnar beat Undertaker at WrestleMania just because it was like eventually that streak was going to come to an end and then that guy was going to get like, would be pushed way over. But like, Lesnar was already like an intimidating presence, and everybody thought he was great. They should have given it to this guy, Bray Wyatt, who sadly passed away. That's who it should have been. This one, I don't know who they should have given it to, but like to Billy's point, maybe he just wanted one last great match, but then have it end a little bit differently.
The whole final run was a little odd.
Yeah, I agree.
It was drawn out.
Yeah, I mean, that's wrestling. They're going to, you know, make every dollar they can off of it, but like making him a bad guy.
But he was a bad guy for like 15 minutes.
And then all of a sudden, he just like shows up and talks. I'm like, oh, wait, no, he's a good guy again. Like, there was no real like move or swerve or anything. He just kind of came out and did a good guy promo, and people kind of forgot.
Yeah.
That he was
hell yeah, he's back.
Right. He was a bad guy.
He didn't go anywhere. Like, what is this?
But it's stories, and we watch.
It was strange. It was definitely strange.
One last thing before I quit. I never wanted any more than I could. Word you said and all the feedback somehow came along with it. Still, there's one thing that comforts me since I was always late and now Brad Bay.
How about that?
That was good.
Yeah, you know, these are
edited himself.
They're coming in fast and furious.
Edited himself right there.
He did. Yeah, he did.
Washed his profanity.
Yeah, good.
No easy way to mention this story, Jones. A horrific scene over the weekend as Rob Reiner and his wife were found dead in his home. And after, I don't know, several hours, it has now been his son who is now in custody being questioned. I guess his son has been in and out of rehab for a long time. There was a TMZ story that said over the weekend there was an argument between the two at a Conan O'Brien Christmas party. So you can only imagine like the witnesses there and all the celebrities involved and everything else. So I don't know. There's probably gonna be more to the story as it goes. But yesterday, like last night, saw they're like, oh, two found dead at the home of Rob Reiner.
Yeah,
and you're like,
initial,
Rob Reiner?
Right. The initial reporting was two found dead at the home. Then it was like the age matches Rob Reiner and his wife. And then, how some of the reporting came down was awful.
It's pretty crazy. So that's obviously awful. His latest movie is now streaming on HBO Max this weekend, actually, Spinal Tap 2. So his first and last movie happened to be Spinal Tap movies. And I agree with what everybody's saying. Like, his first seven movies, an insane director run. Plus, I know he's been an actor, he's a writer, he's a producer, all that stuff. But he started in 1984 with This is Spinal Tap, one of the all-time great movies. Then he did a movie called The Sure Thing, which
I've not seen that.
It's John Cusack. I think it's a rom-com. I haven't seen it. Maybe it's good. I don't know. Then Stand By Me, The Princess Bride, When Harry Met Sally, Misery, and A Few Good Men.
So I said this to you. This is, you know, clearly an issue of mine. I've seen A Few Good Men. I couldn't even tell you how many times. I didn't know he directed it.
Right.
I didn't know he directed Misery. Some of the other ones, because he's in them, I feel like I knew he was directing
those.
He's
so good in Spinal Tap, too.
So, like Spinal Tap he directed. I was like, right, I knew that. And this is just a blind spot for me, I guess. I didn't realize he directed all those films. Like, that is an unbelievable run.
It is.
Never mind. Like, he's still making the reason the New Girl stuff came on is he was Jess's dad on New Girl. He was on this season of The Bear. You know, so he's still he's still like making cameos on television shows. He's still directing or was. And so it's a prolific career for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, for my 307th book, this couple is attacked by a
grab bag.
You're not even trying anymore, are you? When can I have it?
Dork Podcast, we recorded one last night, Jones. So it's available right now on the Odyssey app. Wait till at least 2 o'clock to listen to it, but it's available for you. We went on right after the It Welcome to Derry finale.
Oh, so you broke it down right after?
Broke it down in the immediate aftermath.
Nice.
No live episode tonight. We will be back tomorrow for the new Knives Out movie called Wake Up Dead Man, which is streaming on Netflix right now. Watched it. One word review. Good.
Good.
Yeah.
Nick gave a better review.
Might be better than good. I limited myself to one.
Okay.
Maybe great, but that's two words. That's two words.
Good, maybe great.
We got to talk about it. No, I liked it a lot, though. It's okay. Definitely worth seeing. It is like 2.5 hours or 240. Like, it's pretty long, but
it's 225.
It's 225. But yeah, it doesn't feel like it's a super
fast
long
225.
Moment. Yes. Yeah, yeah, yes. I would agree with that.
A pair of right-handed bats with plenty of pop is the wish of Jones and Keys. A number two starter in the rotation is the hope of Greg Breslow. And Red Sox fans can hardly wait for season start again. It's beginning to look a lot like grab bag every single day.
Has Bob Ryan tweeted?
Has to.
Yeah, he has. Somebody pointed out, or somebody asked, I guess, the question, show your age. You get 1 point for each one you've used. So there's 20 things.
Oh.
And if you've used this item.
Oh, great.
You get 1 point.
Got it.
So you want to play along?
Yes,
and
yeah,
I'll
for
let
sure.
You know what Bob Ryan's score was.
How dirty is this? Yeah.
Okay, it's very dirty.
Good, good, good.
A fax machine.
Yes.
A rotary phone.
Yes.
An encyclopedia.
Yes.
A floppy disk.
Yes.
AOL address.
Yes.
A record player.
Yeah, I mean, my folks had one. Yes.
Dial-up internet.
Yes.
Film camera.
Yes.
A mixed tape.
Yes.
A phone booth.
Yeah.
Cursive.
Yes.
A checkbook.
Yes.
A typewriter.
Oh, yeah, I think so.
A dictionary.
Yes.
A VCR.
Yes.
A paper map.
Yes.
A waterbed.
Oh,
nice.
I've never used one. No.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't have one, never used one.
You just kind of lay there.
Yeah.
A postcard.
Postcard, yes.
A Walkman.
Yes.
And a phone book.
Yeah. I'm 19 out of 20.
I think I'm like 20 for 20. Bob, 15.
What?
Give or take, he says.
What didn't he use?
I don't know.
He like didn't make it to AOL.
I was going
to
say. Yeah, that was there. Yeah, that's a weird one. I would have thought it would have been a few more of those.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know. Very strange.
The best part of Jones and Keefe is grab bag at 1:30.
Let's find out who the best NBA performer was from yesterday. Was it Devin Booker, 27 points, 6 rebounds, 7 assists?
Seven!
Was it Dyson Daniels, 27 points, 10 boards?
Great barrier
thief. Was it Paul George?
Yeah.
PG-13, 35 points. Was it Shaedon Sharpe, 35 points? Or was it Steph Curry, 48 points?
It's hard to give it to Curry. They lost, so let's go Shaedon Sharpe, I guess.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random Brandon Phillips,
Eduardo Nunez,
Curtis Luskanic,
Baseball Player of the Day.
All right, let's find out who we're talking about today, folks. It is a left-handed pitcher who would bat from the right side.
Good
not to confuse you.
No, good to know.
He was a one-time All-Star who played 20 seasons in the majors. Played for the Phillies, Giants, Cubs, Twins, Braves, Indians, Dodgers, Yankees, Pirates, Mariners, Diamondbacks.
One more
played
time?
For every team.
One more time?
These are the teams he did not play for.
Yeah.
The Red Sox. No, he played four. I believe this is an order of years spent. Phillies, Giants, Cubs, Twins, Braves, Indians, Dodgers, Yankees, Pirates, Mariners, Snakes.
Okay.
20 seasons. Cup of coffee in 86.
Oh, God.
Last year, 06. One time All Star.
Lefty, where was he an All Star?
He was an All Star with Philly in 93.
Okay.
Where he went 12-9.
Not Mitch Williams, no.
It's not Mitch Williams. He was known way more as, actually, pretty even. He as a starter and a reliever. I think of him as a starter, but he played so long that played for multiple teams.
So Will Shelton?
Oh?
Nope.
Who was
Darren Oliver?
Nope. Good one. He also played for 1,000 teams.
Who was that rotation? So that's the Phillies went to the World Series that year. Schilling was in that rotation. Who else was in that rotation?
124 career wins. Let's see. Playoffs. He was on the Phillies team in 93 that lost the World Series. He was on the Braves team in 99 that lost the World Series. He also pitched in the playoffs for the Cubs and the Twins.
I got nothing. I'm looking.
Twitch chat does not have it.
I was
going to
say, it's not Jesse Orozco.
No. Let's see.
Does no one have it? I don't see it.
Nobody has this one? This guy's?
I don't think so. I mean, I definitely don't have it.
Not, Nick, they showed him for a brief second, I believe, in the movie Caught Stealing. He was on that 98 Cubs team when they showed the game. Yes, Twitch chat now has it.
Chuck Finley?
Nope.
Terry Mulholland.
He got it!
The Red Sox win!
Terry Mulholland.
I would have got it if you gave me the Caught Stealing clue earlier.
I thought we had Terry Mulholland.
Did we not?
I don't think we've ever had Terry Mulholland.
Yeah.
Yeah, he bounced around, huh?
Uh-huh.
Huh. Okay. Yep. Text line still hasn't got it.
Nope.
Twitch chat was in there. Okay.
Yep.
Good for them. Wow, that was a stumper is what that was.
Terry Mulholland, long career, storied career.
Twitch chat says Keith wins. That was a stumper.
That's
good
one
for me.
Good for you,
right. Keith.
It wasn't a repeat. Nobody got it. That's a win.
That's true. Although I do feel like when you do a repeat and you stump us, that's actually really even more in our face.
Good point.
It's really
that's like a double win.
Yeah, it is.
It's either a big loss or a big win.
This is a random ball player every day in the grab bag here on Jones and Keith. Stay tuned for WEEI Afternoons. I'll talk to Drake May. Ya got Hart. Ya got Fitzy. Ya got ball. I will get you the clip du jour next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, back here at Jones and Keefe, WEEI. It's time now for our clip du jour. Jones, you ready for that?
Sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour again?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. Patriots Monday, we had Hunter Henry on, and linebacker Christian Ellis, and maybe it's the first loss in months, but kind of a potty mouth from Christian Ellis today.
Big time.
You know, but for us, I think more importantly, we're just looking to get back on track. And
watch your profanity.
Yeah, I think he's showing his comfort level maybe with us, kind of out of nowhere.
I didn't realize. Are we sure that was profanity?
Yeah.
We're sure.
What do you think he said?
I thought he might have said
ship.
That's also what I thought, but.
They aren't on tracks.
Yeah, well, they're not. I didn't know. I guess I didn't realize he was capable of cursing. I didn't
think he was a cursor either.
I did. That's why I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt.
We'd have to go back and listen to it, but like in real time, that's
oh,
right.
Oh, no. We should have dumped it for the benefit of just being safe there.
Oh, Twitch chat is saying, they're saying
ship.
No, it's very clear. We'll come back to it. That's a T. Yeah.
It's a T? You heard it?
T, not a P.
That's what I heard in real time.
I looked at Nick. I go, hello.
I was startled when I heard it, but I just didn't. I didn't assume he was capable of
cursing. How surprised are you on a scale of 1 to 85?
I was 85.
So Hunter next week.
Yeah, I have to ask him. I was an 85 for sure.
Yeah.
I stand by it.
Was not ready for it. You got to just slip that out there. You know what? It's like he's talking to a couple of the fellas.
That's true.
Just locker room talk with the guys.
Guys being dudes.
I get it.
That makes sense.
But, that was a little bit of a surprise.
Okay. That was the clip du jour with Christian Ellis. If you missed any of it, Odyssey app. You can catch Drake May with WEEI afternoons.
You think he'll swear at heart today?
Let's see.
He might.
What do you think?
I mean, he's coming off a loss for the first time in what, almost three
a
months?
Long time. Yeah.
We don't know what Drake May post loss really is these days. So we'll see. We know bye week Drake May wasn't great. Then he bounced back last week. We'll see. But yeah, after 3:30, we're being told for our interviews today. They get out of meetings at 3:30. So as always, though, like on the football field, sort of head on a swivel, could come at any time. 2:05 wouldn't stun
Stay
me.
Stay ready.
If you've been paying attention to Patriots Mondays. But yeah, we'll talk about this. This loss that everybody's all fired up about, I think I might be the least fired up about it of anybody. I'm getting yelled at by Dan Ball and Stiz and Ferzoco and everybody.
Oh, they're yelling at you?
Oh, they're all fired up.
How could you not be fired up?
Because I don't think it's that big a deal. Honestly, I think the biggest deal is Sunday night in Baltimore. That's where we find out what this team is. Is the bottom falling out? Because my big takeaway is, could this game be a microcosm of the season? You get a lead, like you have a great record, then you blow the game. Does the same thing happen with the season? You get a big record, and then you lose one, and then you lose two, and all of a sudden we're fighting for our life.
Well, if you think that's on the table, you're closer to freaking out than you're letting on.
Well, my issue was, and I said this with Fitzy on the postgame show, if this team had been where most of us thought they would be and had been 7-6 going into this game, I don't think anybody would be losing their heads. Like, it was a good game. You competed with the best player in the NFL.
Really good now.
And also my sneaky takeaway is, Bills could absolutely win the Super Bowl. If Josh Allen has a couple games like that, he can carry that team to a win, especially this year. Am I going to pick Trevor Lawrence because he had 6 touchdowns or Josh Allen? Give me Josh Allen.
Did you compete with Buffalo yesterday?
Absolutely, for the first half.
Well, there you go. That was what I was.
60 minutes of football was not played.
I don't know.
But you're up 24-7, and a lot of people are like, oh, and you sucked. Yeah, but you were up 24-7. You built a 24-7
lead.
And I thought that field goal was sneaky big at the end of the half until the kickoff return to start the second made the field goal useless.
Yep,
that's true.
It was quite a game.
Heart not concerned.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Everyone's going to be fine.
Okay.
R-E-L-A-X.
And yet the season could be, or the game,
the wedding singer.
Or you lose to the Ravens, then you blow one of those last two games. You don't win the division. You're a wild card team on the road getting smoked open the playoffs.
Yeah, well, there's that too.
Do with it what you may.
Crossover brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. You can celebrate the season at the Nines with their delicious holiday menu specials like the Creamy Lobster Carbonara or the Baked Stuffed Shrimp and Lobster Combo. You gotta love the Nines. Yeah, I got Hart. Y'all got Fitzy. Y'all got Ball. Stay tuned for it. Dial them up. 617-779-7937. Drake May, Marcus Jones after 3:30 on a Patriots Monday. We are back tomorrow at 10. Tier Tuesday. Tommy Tuesday. Kiefer Madness. More Best of Jones and Keefe. It all starts tomorrow at 10. WEEI.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.